Father, we bless your glorious name. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, sitting here enjoying, as we pray in the beginning, the glory of the Lord has come down. I can see that glory upon every face right now. Like the songwriter said, I can almost feel the brushing of angels' wings in the name of the Lord Jesus. Is that not true? We are caught in the company, innumerable company of angels. That's where we are sitting at, in the presence of the Almighty God. And the angel of the Lord himself encamp around us. He has given his angel charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Whether we are driving or we are lying down, the angel of the Lord is there. Lord, we thank you this morning. We glorify your name. Great testimony. Yes. Faith. You know, that whereby we please the Lord. Nothing shall be impossible unto you as we hear the word of the Lord. As we walk with the Lord. Say, nothing shall be impossible unto you. You know, Matthew 17:21, it says in there. Lord, we thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for your great faithfulness. Every morning, the Lord renews his loving kindness unto us. We wake up every morning to his loving kindness made new. May we never forget to show your great faithfulness every night. Who daily loadeth us with benefits. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we worship you and adore you, Lord. We are called to be overcomers. Yes. Greater is he that is in us, than that is in the world, the great creator. Creative miracles among the elect as the Lord closes the age. Just like it was for Elijah, the Elijah saints. That we believe in creative miracles, realm of the supernatural. That's the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. This gospel is the gospel of the supernatural in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed in the name of the Lord. As we read your word this morning, we know you are going to give us additional blessings. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. This morning, by the grace of God, learn to listen to the voice of God and be changed. Amen?
Amen.
Learn to listen to the word, the voice of God, and be changed. You go through the Bible very quickly. Doesn't matter whether it's a child. It doesn't matter what experience you have got in the law. You can still have new experiences in the Lord, amen?
Yeah.
People can just, they sit down somewhere. No, there is infinite dimensions to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they can take you through all kind of dimensions of his glory as you learn to listen to the voice of God. Even with little Samuel, a child Samuel heard the voice of God and his life changed forever, amen? 1 Samuel 3, I read that one. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was not even an open vision whatsoever. Verse 7 says, now Samuel did not even yet know the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. I'll skip the other one. Verse 8 now. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down. And it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came. And the Lord came and stood and called at other times. Can you imagine that? God Almighty came and stood by Samuel, didn't he? A child boy. He is the Almighty, amen?
Amen.
Yes, he has eternity, but he dwells with the humble too. Isaiah 57. Praise the Lord. So and the Lord came and stood and called us at other times. Samuel! Samuel! Then Samuel answered, speak, for the servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth shall tingle. For I have told him, meaning Eli, that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth. Because his sons made themselves vile, and he received them not. And therefore, I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. The point is this. God came to the child Samuel and spoke to him. And they won't go too much into the judgment of Eli, but the Lord came and Samuel had a voice of God as a little lad, and his life changed forever. So the coming of the word of the Lord to Samuel changed him. He became a seer of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Right. He became a seer of the Lord. It's in verse 19 of Samuel 3. And Samuel grew, you see. And the Lord was with him. And did let none of his words fall to the ground. Praise the Lord. And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. See, praise the Lord. When he heard the voice of the Lord, and so he became a changed person throughout his life. No, and so that, you know, he became a seer, a prophet of the Lord. Even that same thing that the Lord said here, at one time when Israel rebelled against him, and so that, you know, when he asked them, "Did I ever take your cattle? Did I take anything from you?" and so on. "Have I ever told you anything in the name of the Lord that did not come to pass?" They say, "Nay." You see? So he became a seer after hearing the voice of the Lord. Learn to listen to the voice of God. You could be a child, no matter how you are being the Lord, and learn and let your life be changed. And God will give you listen to a new dimension. As we see in the Bible, I'm going to read that this morning and something like that. So we see somewhere that little Samuel, you know, became a seer after hearing the voice of the Lord. Now we know that strange statement in verse 1. Bible said, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Why? Because of the apostasy of the days of Eli. The word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was not even open vision. So the priesthood was polluted, and the people had departed from the word of the Lord. So therefore, that's why God's word was precious. Even Amos prophesied at one place. He said, in the last day there will be a famine in the land. Not so much a famine of food and so on, but famine of the hearing of the word of the Lord. See? So, but we are living in those days now. There are all kinds of voices here anyway. Anyway, Samuel now. What is Samuel representing? Samuel represented the band of believers who will still hear the voice of God in the midst of the apostasy of the last day church. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. That was what he represented. Yeah. A band of believers. They don't know anything about anything. Who will see hear the voice of God in this last days of apostasy of the church? This band of believers will be of the virgin church of prophecy. Amen. They will be of the virgin church of prophecy, which have known nothing of a man or human constitution. Amen. Amen. These are the people that God is talking about. They will hear the voice of God. They are of the virgin church of prophecy, who know nothing of man. Or human constitution, they don't know anything. They only know about the things of God only. See? They don't even move or speak until they hear just say the Lord. Amen? That is the bride elect of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Last week, my sheep, they hear my voice, right? And strangers, they will not follow. Praise the Lord. Samuel typed that. You know, they don't belong to the organization. They don't know anything about that. Like Eli group, he was just there in their group, but he was separated there. And God Almighty stood by him. God is standing by the elect. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, we see the Bible also that, Moses, you know, let's say about Moses and so on. We are talking about learning to listen to the voice of God and be changed, you know. Now, Moses he made a great mistake in his life because he didn't listen and wait on God enough. See? He had a promise. We know how God told him, we don't know. That he was going to be the deliverer of his people, right? But he took matters into his own hand, right? And tried to do it by himself. Of course, he was supposed to succeed Pharaoh on the throne, right? He was supposed to be that. So he had a military training, you know. And he used his own imagination and be a military man and so on, because he had to be that way and so on. Thought that the way to really get this thing done to save Israel is to kill the Egyptian, right? God wasn't there with him, that's Egyptian, and so on. So he didn't need to his understanding in killing the Egyptian, right? So he happened to answer that, you know. That teaches us a lesson. What is it? So Moses messed things up, you know. When you don't listen to God enough, you mess things up. Praise God. So it is pace to learn, to listen to God. And when you do, you will be a changed person, woman or man, when you learn to listen to the Lord Jesus Christ in everything you do. Now, so talking about Moses now. So he had to flee Egypt. As you know the story, right? He had to flee Egypt and go to the land of the Midian. So, and 40 years later, after he fled Egypt, at the age of 80 years old, while on the backside of the desert on Mount Horeb, something happened in Exodus 3:1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. So I just stopped right there. So we see right there. There, Moses had the voice of God, wherein he was formally commissioned now and empowered to go back to Egypt and deliver his people. So we see that God had to quieten Moses for a whole 40 years to teach him how to be quiet before him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Took him God 40 years to change Moses' way of looking at things. How to be still before God. How to be quiet before God. Yeah, you can have God's promise and commission. You must learn to wait upon the Lord. It took God 40 years to train Moses to be now how to be still, you know, and hear God's word. But he hear it, but eventually, on top of that, you know. So anyway, it took that Lord. So before you could even speak to Moses at all, and so on, you know, with the holy body of this last day, that's the application now. With the holy body of this last day, God's people can hardly even wait 10 minutes before the Lord about anything. They really jump up and so on. They don't know, you know, many of them. They don't have to wait upon the Lord. How to be still, you know, before the Lord answers that, you know. So it's happening last day and so on. We must learn to be still before the Lord, learn to be quiet before Him, and to learn to hear His word, you know. So now, you know what? Moses knew in 5 minutes. He knew more about God in 5 minutes than he knew in 80 years. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. It pays a lot, brethren, to learn to hear the voice of God. You'll be a changed person, no matter. Yeah, you're a Christian, I know that. There are different glories, amen? No, and so on that you can attain in the Lord Jesus. So we saw it right here. It made a difference. I mean, it made a different man out of Moses. Yes, he did. You know, and so on that, you know. No, later, he was able to instruct the children of Israel now to be still. Where they were by the Red Sea, right? Atlantis lesson, right? Now it's back in Egypt. That leads them out and so on. Now they were at the Red Sea now, you know. And the Red Sea was before them, and Pharaoh army was behind them, right? They were edged in on both sides by mountains now. Now it didn't begin to fidget now this time anymore, amen. The Atlantis lesson. Hear what he said in Exodus 14:13. And Moses said unto the people, hear ye not, sir. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord, amen. Amen. Oh, are we God's children in every calamity that may start to confront you to learn to be still? Humanly speaking, there was no way of escape. They're going to be overrun by Pharaoh's army and be destroyed right there. They couldn't go anywhere. But Moses has learned after 80 years. He now learned the lesson of learning to be still. I thought that, you know. So, and he said, be still. And see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today, not tomorrow. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Praise the Lord Jesus. When my wife bent her heart, one time in Nigeria, I was so sick and so on. I don't even know. It was terrible and so on. You know. Then it occurred to me, what am I sick for? What said the scripture? James chapter 5:14 and so on. You know. Call the elders of the church, right? Let them pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. So I called a couple of brethren together, Julius, Uriah, and so on. I just, my friends and so on, in the Lord, you know. And we came together, my wife was there. And she mentioned this particular verse as we prayed, said that this Egyptian will see it no more, amen?
Amen.
And so was it. Praise God.
Amen.
Bless you the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So that's in the right. And so we see, so she is still, you know. And so on, you know. So it, you know, instructed them. Yes, that's his blessing, and so on, you know. Now, let's see, you know. So he became a changed man after hearing the voice of the Lord. Another prophet in the Bible. Name was Elijah. And he had his still small voice, right? After the man came and showed up, and the destruction of the prophets of Baal, the cruel, ruthless, and vicious Jezebel, King Ahab's wife, was out for vengeance. See? The soldiers would be given strict orders to hunt Elijah down and kill him. So the mighty Elijah, the man who had called fire down from heaven, the man who had broken the truth, meaning the family and so on that has, you know, now fled from the face of a woman. See, it doesn't matter where you are in the law, we can see how, as you like to listen to the voice of the law, you can have new experience with God, amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So he fled there, into the wilderness, and from there to the Mount Horeb. See, and to Mount Horeb. And exactly where Moses was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where Moses encountered God. The man, because it's called the Mount of God, right? It's called many names. Same thing as Mount Sinai too. It's Horeb, the Mount, and the Mount of the Law. Guess where Moses was? Guess where Elijah fled to? The same Mount, the Mount of God. Anyway, so we see that so he fled into the wilderness and from there to Mount Horeb. This humbling experience of fleeing from a woman, you know, and for a woman kind of mortify Elijah that he asked for him to say, "Don't let me now die," he said. He was so humble, praise God. You know, and so that, you know. Anyway, so what happened to him now? And the word of the Lord came unto him. 1 Kings 19, verse 11. And he said, and it was my sleep now. He was in a cave. And I just contrived the charge. And the Lord said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord."
Wow.
But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after that, the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Remember, our subject is learn to hear the voice of God and be a changed person, right? A still small voice. And then, it was so when Elijah heard it, see, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entry of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him, that voice again, and said, "What dost thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts." Don't think that, well, you know by now, when you are serving God, God will permit certain things, right? And in your life, praise God. Jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel are forsaking their covenant, throw down the altar, and slay their prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, verse 15, "Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou camest, anoint Ahaziah to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shall thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Ebumelasha, or something like that, shall thou anoint to be a prophet in thy room." Anyway, later on, later we learn to that not only him was a prophet, God has 7,000 other, you know, that are about their need to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. But that's by the way. So what is it now? After Elijah had that small voice, this great experience came to him. His life was changed. He became a changed man after this man's Horeb experience. He entered a new realm of faith. Amen. That's right. He entered a new realm of faith. He had fled in panic from Jezebel before, but the day in which such a thing will happen was passed. Amen. After that sweet small voice, no such a thing again. At God's command now, he will not even go back. Give no care for that woman who has seriously threatened his life. No more. And as God commanded him now, anoint Jehu, anoint Ahazel, King Syria, and so on. And anoint a successor in your stead. And Elijah, prepare for the rapture. Amen? Praise the Lord. All coming from the still small voice. The letter of God will hear that still small voice in this apostasy. You see, each time is apostasy. Days of Simon, apostasy. Days of Elijah, apostasy. Amen?
Amen.
In the day of elect, Laodicean church age. Lukewarm. I wish you either cold or hot, but because you are lukewarm, spill you out of my mouth. That system will not repent, said the Lord. I will take my elect out of it. They will hear my voice. Praise the Lord Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. So you see, he became a changed man. No longer only for a woman. He went back there. And many things happened in there. Praise the Lord. Learn to listen to that still small voice and be changed. No matter what level you are, your Christian experience, you can still learn a lot of things. We will ever eternally learn from the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, another prophet by the name of Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord and became a changed man. Now, Uzziah was the king of Judah during Isaiah's boyhood, as you all know in the Bible. About 50 years of the reign of Uzziah, and he was a very industrious king, Uzziah was. And I think, Isaiah had favor with this Uzziah, and Uzziah has a great interest, and he loved, Isaiah and some of that, you know. And Uzziah being a very industrious king, he made Judah very, very prosperous. You know, there were two kingdoms, right? From the time of Rehoboam, son of Solomon, the kingdom was divided, right? You had the south and the north. South was Judah and north was Israel, right? So anyway, so he was the king of Judah in the days of the boyhood of Isaiah. So the prosperity of both Judah, so because of the industry of Uzziah, the nation become prosperous. So the prosperity of both Judah and Israel, instead of causing these people to show humble gratitude for their blessings, only encourage national pride and arrogance, which took no account of previous judgment which had humbled them. That's why God doesn't really throw words at many people, because they don't know how to undo it. Amen. Praise the Lord. God has blessed them, and since the last, you know, instead of honoring God, both Judah and Israel, they become arrogant, you know. And the nation plunged into idolatry, luxurious living, and sensuality. The increase in wealth among the rich enabled them to acquire the land, even of the poor. These are the evil being done in the land in the days that Isaiah was growing up, so that, you know, justice was corrupt, and every kind of dishonesty was practiced by those whose chief end of life was to add to their prosperity and possessions, and so on, as you know. Such was the state of things when Isaiah came on the scene. All of a sudden, King Uzziah died. You know, now Isaiah has to be on his own, really. We know they have a close relationship and something like that, you know. So Isaiah has to be on his own. Anyway, the death of King Uzziah apparently weighed upon Isaiah's mind, and his thoughts ranged upon the future of both Judah and Israel at that time, you know. And that he was thinking all those things, there came unto him a strange revelation from the Lord, and so that you know why he was thinking of all those things. And he saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up. We are talking about learning to listen to the voice of God and be a changed person, right? In Isaiah 6, I read, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Verse 5 said, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with his tongue from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and that iniquity is taken away, and that sin is purged. Also, here you go. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. So he had that voice, the voice of the Lord. When you learn to hear that voice of the Lord, you know what? I think he had been lacked all this day of King Uzziah. He had been lacked, you know, I think so. I depended on Uzziah for many things, I think that, you know, all of a sudden the king passed on. Now, I said that the king desperate, you know. We need to seek the Lord and some of that, you know. Sometimes we have to get desperate, amen, to get a sin that belongs unto us in God. Praise God. Amen. I mean, you really want it. When I say desperate, not doing wrong things, I mean, you really want it, amen. Praise the Lord. There's a song I used to hear in Nigeria in those early days. You can get it if you really want it, amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. What things ever you desire. That's even scripture. Praise God. Anyway, it was desperate. So, what do we see here? The vision the Lord gave had a most powerful effect upon Isaiah. He became conscious of his own uncleanness and undone condition. But when the seraph touched his lips with the coal from the altar, what happened to him? He received a new spiritual experience. Amen? He did. That's right. Isaiah was changed after he heard that voice. What happened to him? He later went on to write a complete Bible. What do you mean by that? Complete Bible? Yes, he did that. In the sense that his writing contains things from Genesis to Revelation. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. And incidentally, or providentially, rather. No, providentially, his book has exactly the same number of chapters as other books in the Bible. Amen? 66 chapters and 66 books in the Bible. Praise God. After that still small voice, you know, he became a changed man. The messianic prophet, praise the Lord. Prophesying from Genesis also to the millennium. Praise the Lord Jesus. Learning to listen to the voice of God and will be a changed person. So, just speaking from people in the Bible right now. So now, in the New Testament, now, let's speak some of that in the New Testament. The voice of God. Learn to listen to it and some of that, you know, and be a changed person. Son of Tarsus heard the voice of the Lord, Acts chapter 9, verse 1. And Saul yet briefly out threatening and slaughtered against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. So let me tell you about Damascus a little bit right now, you know. So up he went anyway. So let me tell you, Damascus was a city which stood as a gem in the desert, an island of paradise. Damascus was even then reckoned as the oldest city in the world. They think so back then. And even legend had it that it was the place where Cain murdered Abel. Legend has it so. Damascus. The area is watered by the Pharpar and Abana River. Remember Naaman, the leprous woman, right? And Elisha the prophet, you know, go wash yourself seven times, right, in the Jordan River. Oh, isn't there vapor and abundance in Damascus? I come and wash myself in this muddy water. Anyway, by the way, you know what happened to India? The president. Look, you have done. What is it to you? Have come all the. What is it to you to? Anyway, the same river. So Damascus and so on. The area is watered by the Fapa and Bana rivers, and surrounded the city is the fertile plain, prolific in vegetation. Even today, as we speak, the environs of Damascus are a wilderness of gardens and fruit trees. Even as of today, and so on, you know. So it is natural, therefore, what I tell you right now, that when you are going through there, your eyes will be looking everywhere, right? You know, and I think Saul was caught in the same scenario. So what happened to him now? And so apparently, Saul was caught looking at this beautiful thing and going to come and harm God's people. But suddenly, the view, this beautiful view, disappeared from him. And so that, you know, blotted out before a scene of such brilliant light. A brilliant came around him, and so that, you know, let's go to Acts 9:3. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell on the earth and heard a voice, talking about the voice of God, right? You hear the voice of God and you're going to be a changed person. And heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Many unbelievers don't know that. When they are persecuting Christians, they don't know that, you know. See? And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will thou have me do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Praise the Lord. Amen. Talking about the voice and song. And the people that journeyed, even in that scenario, that journeyed with him, had a voice, but did not even understand what the voice, you know, what was spoken really, you know. And we have seen this before in the Bible. Even in the days of the Lord's ministry. And you know what happened there, just to digress a little bit right now. There is a similar thing in the days of the Lord's ministry. In John 12, we are told, verse 28, the Lord was speaking, Father, glorify thy name. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spoke to him. Anyway, that's just a digression. I don't know that, you know. Saul of Tarsus became a changed man after he heard the voice of God. That is what the voice of God always does, amen? When it comes to a man, as well as it could be a child, it could be anybody, you know, it will change you, make you a changed person. It changes men and women and make them what they ought to be in the Lord. What God has pattern for them, he will do it for you. And his story is one of the most dramatic conversions in the entire Christian history. Paul's author conversion, praise the Lord, after he encountered that voice of God. It was an epic event, for it is hard to imagine the spread of Christianity to the Roman Empire without the work of the man who was once his greatest enemy. Wow! God's voice changed others in Paul's life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Not only that, like Isaiah the prophet, he went about writing half of the Old New Testament. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh my, the voice of God. Let us learn daily, God to Israel. To learn this is that voice. No matter what stage are you in your Christian experience, look at Elijah. He has done great exploits, right? There are still greater exploits to come as you learn to listen to that voice. Now, let's get another one here before we close a very short service here. Peter had the voice of God in Acts chapter 10. And Peter went up, verse 9, to the house top. You know the story about Cornelius and so on, and Peter, you know. So I don't want to tell you about the story. So, but in verse 9, and in this part, last part, and Peter went up upon the house top to pray about the sixth hour, around noon time. See? And he became very hungry. And would have eaten, but while they made ready, He fell into a trance and saw heaven opened up, and a certain vessel descended unto him, and as it had been a great sheet neat at the four corners, and let down to the earth. Bible says up here, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and white beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him. See that voice? Rise, Peter, kill and eat. Well, you will say, what voice is that? We know what voice it is, next verse. But Peter said, not so, Lord. You know it was the voice of the Lord, isn't it? Praise the Lord. He said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again, the second time, what God hath cleansed, thou call not common. This was done thrice, as we all know, and the vessel was received up into heaven. So what was it now? Peter had a voice, and it changed all of his theology. Amen? Mm. He didn't want to talk to the Gentiles. As of that time, they don't know to talk to the Gentiles, as of that, you know. I mean, to him. Anyway, he went right straight to the Gentiles, according to God's word, who he thought to be a bunch of illiterate offcasts. That's what Peter thought about the Gentiles and the Jews, Christians, even back then, as of that, you know. But the voice of God, not the theology and so on, the voice of the living God changed Peter and his thoughts, impressions or ideas about the Gentiles. He later will utter such words of momentous import in Cornelius' house. I mean, it changed completely, not only anything. And, you know, he utter these momentous words in Cornelius' house, sweeping away racial prejudices of the centuries. What was the word? See, yes, you know, in Acts 10:34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, amen? But in every nation, see that, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted with him. Praise the Lord Jesus. So racial prejudice that had been there all those centuries and so on like that, you know, was erased by that divine utterance, you know, divine inspiration, all scripture about the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, right? So it destroyed you know, that prejudice and so on like that, you know, racial prejudice of the century was destroyed by that utterance and so on like that. So we see that the Peter's life changed and also like that, you know, making a way for the gospel to go to the Gentiles. And as we wrap up this morning, I mean, this is kind of the voice of the Lord in the Bible. You can go infinitely on it. Just pick a few of them, you know. Now, the living hear the voice of the Lord. Even the dead too can hear the voice. He is the Almighty God, amen. Lazarus, dead for 4 days now, you know, hear the voice of the Lord and rose from the dead. Amen. Praise God. Mary and Martha, Lazarus' sister, and said to the Lord in John 11:32, oh Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But brethren, unknown to them, where they know the love of the Lord, they know was the Messiah, they know, and something like that, you know. But there was the voice of God on earth. And when that voice said, Lazarus, come forth, he that was dead came forth. Praise God. Yeah, even the living and so on, yes, even the dead. He is the God of the living and the dead, too, you know, and something like that, you know. So we see that same voice. Lazarus, come forth, the voice of God. Even raise the dead, doesn't matter what. In that other city and so on. And you know what? That voice will do more of the raising of the dead in the days to come. That same voice will call up the bride in the rapture, amen. Praise the Lord. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. With the voice, see that voice? The voice of the archangel. See the voice of God. It's going to be changed, right? Oh, what a change it will be. It will change us. The voice of God will always change people, right? We shall all be changed, amen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Praise the Lord. By the voice of the Lord. See? The voice of the Lord, archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise forth. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, so we see that one. At another time, all that in the grave shall hear the voice of God. Amen. The Lord Jesus said so. Amen. Now, in John 5:25, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. See, always changing, voice of God. And verse 28 said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, that they have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. That's why in John 11, he had to mention Lazarus' name. Otherwise, all the dead will rise up. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He had to call them by name. Otherwise, all the dead will just rise up, you know? Praise the Lord Jesus. The time wasn't that for that. The time is coming for that, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord is the Almighty. Amen. Calling the end from the beginning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, brethren, I want to just stop right there this morning. Learn the secret to hearing the voice of God. You can see now Elijah had a great experience. See? There is no help with learning from the Lord, you know. That lack to listen to the word of the Lord and see the change to a great dimension of glory. So learn the secret of hearing for the voice of God. Some say, God never spoke to me. Oh, why? I can't hear, you know? Why? Well, it's simple, brethren. As long as you are satisfied with the things of the world, how can God ever speak to you again? See? You know? Bible said in the, I think in the early chapter in the book of Luke and so on. He gave, he said, the hungry satisfied with good things, right?
Amen.
And then those who are full, I mean, just send them away empty, right? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See? So you must be hungry. Finish your hunger, right?
Amen.
You know? And he wants to speak to people, but we must be filled. We must be empty ourselves of the things of this world to be filled with the things of God. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the matter is today. We must put our time. We put all our time into the things of the Lord as we do our business and so on, but we keep our mind on the Lord. He will speak to you, he speaks to me. He wants to speak to you and me and so on. So we have to, anyway, so God, being no respecter of person, like Brother Peter said, by the Holy Ghost, if we just stand still long enough to hear his voice, like Samuel, like Moses, like all I've talked about all morning and so on, as you know, he will speak to us and so on. He will speak to us. So, and then when you want something from the Lord, ask the Lord. Then stand still and open your heart and listen and see what he's going to say to you. Well, he doesn't answer you the first few hours. What do? Keep on waiting. And doesn't answer you today. Well, maybe he answer you tomorrow. Amen? And he doesn't answer you tomorrow or 1 week and so on. Stay right there until he answers. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why Isaiah told us. That same prophet told us in Isaiah 26. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Amen?
Amen.
Not just 5 minutes or one day. Amen? See that, Isaiah? Forever. Doesn't matter how long it takes. You know, forever. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Even David taught us the same lesson about the Holy Ghost in Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. No matter what situation you are in, no matter what condition, look at David's condition. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. And he has put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as thought as had to lie. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, not only did you are last now, he is no respecter of persons, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That verse keep on ringing, not David only. We do the same thing for you. I've been hearing testimonies all morning long, and so praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we should learn, in finishing here this morning, we should learn to wait on the Lord and not just to do all the talking, even your prayer. Sometimes we pray for a long time. That's good. But we must also learn, God intends our prayer to be a two-way communication. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. You pray some, and then you kind of lay still before Him, amen, and see what He will say. Praise the Lord. Let us put that in our prayer and some of that, you know. He wants to talk to you too, but we do all the talking all the time, you know. We don't really have time to really wait for Him to do something and hear what He will say, you know. So, when we have prayed until our spirit reaches out to Him, we should then just relax and listen to His voice, amen. He speaks to you. And today, anyway, I'll say that one, I will jump on that one. So, now, it is time for the Church of the Living God to abandon our adopted modern ways of worship. Amen? Giving all the evil that this has done to the church. And heed the word of God and to seek the old path. Amen? That was Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Thus said the Lord, stand ye in the way and see, and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. See? That's for the child of God and son. So we should learn these things, learn to be still before the Lord. We pray, listen to the Lord's song, rest in Him, fret not yourself because of the wicked and so on. So this voice of God, as you have seen this morning, has come to men in all walks of life. Spoke to the fisherman, Peter. He spoke to a child, like Samuel. Praise God. So don't say, I don't hear from God. If you don't hear from God because you're not listening, amen, you're not being still. You're not giving enough time to speak to you and something like that, you know. So he came to, he spoke to king, to farmer, to fishermen, to shepherds and something like that, you know. So we need to learn to be still before God and hear His voice. And each time you do, you'll be a changed person. To the saints, to the sinners, to everyone, you know, we speak when we give Him enough room in our lives. So this morning, learn to listen to the voice of God. Each time you do, you'll be a changed person. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. You can't even wait to speak to us. You want to speak to us all the time. That's why you send the Holy Ghost to us too, Lord. The Bible says, oh Lord God, that this Holy Ghost, when He comes to us and He has come to us, He will show us all things. He will put us in remembrance of all the things you've taught us. He will even show us things to come. You know, He will help us. He's our helper. You know, He will help our infirmities, help us in our prayer life. So Lord, we ask this morning that, you know, we learn to be patient before the Lord. Learn to give you enough time to listen, because you will speak. To listen to the voice of the Lord. And day by day you can be transformed from glory to glory. So we thank you, Father. All these examples, the Bible says, the things which are written aforetime, they are examples for our admonition, that we through the scriptures may have hope. So as you have read these few samples in the Bible this morning, as we go this morning, let us take this with us, Lord, and make it part of our life, of our Christian life, to be patient before the Lord, to learn to listen to the word of God and the voice of the Almighty, because He will speak. And then each time we are changed from glory to glory. We thank you because you love us. We thank you because you have blessed us. And we will let anybody steal our crown. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.